to the heart offices today and I go to your vending machine, what's in it?
We don't have one.
So. Oh, you don't have one? Yeah, oh, they have vending machines with salads and stuff now, right?
I guess, but like I said, we're a very small office.
Okay, so no vending machine.
No, no. But
I could give you a tour of our vending machine. We have chocolate donuts that are 3 years old. People buy them. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I was going to say, if they're 3 years old, it shows that no one's buying them.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah.
Good point.
She's so good.
So we wanted to have these awards to really recognize local businesses that are a great place to work, that, mm-hmm. that are making the work environment great. So last year, we had the event in June because June is Employee Wellness Month.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it went great. And so we're really thrilled to be doing our second annual awards again in June. Okay. And one of the things is just about anybody can apply. You know, it's for business and small business. We do have separate awards for small business and for large business because I get you know, if you have four people, you can't compete with somebody's programs that have 400.
Yeah, you can't compete with the Marriott or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have separate award categories. Mm-hmm. So we have one that's stereotypically what most people think of. That's nutrition and fitness. That's the vending machines. That's if you have walking groups at work, if you have a gym membership, it's that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then we have...
Well, a walking group at work is a good idea.
Yeah.
Bill, you fall. And I were going to start walking a long time ago,
but
we
too
never
hot.
Did it.
Yeah, now it's too hot. But no, we should.
I know, we really should.
Yeah, because we're getting to be old, Kevin. Yeah. Okay. So what else do we have to worry about now?
So the second category of awards is for safety and environment. Because, mm-hmm. honestly, you know, you can't have a healthy workplace if people are getting injured all the time. So safety is really an important thing. And it's not just safety for construction workers and that sort of thing. It's safety for desk workers, too. Whether you're sitting there getting carpal tunnel syndrome.
Right.
You know, what is the employer doing to prevent that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bill falls off his chair a lot.
Yeah, I fall off my chair. Yeah.
He does fall. Whenever he gets really excited about something, he'll fall off his chair.
Yeah. But that, I feel that that's a good thing for the audience.
Well, maybe you need a nice, like little doggy bed so cushion your fall.
Oh, look at that.
Good idea.
I'm going to let Dr. Jenna take over this department. Okay, next.
And then the third category of awards is sort of wellness and mental health. So this is something like work-life balance, flex time policies, team building, you know, you guys have a great team dynamic here. That sort of thing. Making sure that you have supportive leadership.
Thank you. That was very sweet of you to say.
This year that we're giving Kevin the Mental Health Award. We're not sure why, but he's mental and he has health.
So, there we go.
Now, the event is June the 15th.
It is.
At the Classic Club in Palm Desert.
Yes.
That's fabulous. Gorgeous place.
It's so gorgeous. And we're going to have an amazing two-course healthy meal, but very gourmet as well.
Do you know what you're serving?
I'm going to do, a nice chicken Caesar for the main course. And they've said that they'll do a delicious fresh berry shortcake for dessert.
Ooh, fresh berry shortcake.
Which sounds amazing.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good, huh?
But I'll tell you, the chicken Caesar, how I get my chicken Caesar salad wherever I go, no Caesar dressing, blue cheese. So it's probably not as healthy, but it's so good with
so
blue
delicious.
Cheese. Oh, yeah. I want Lulu to put that on the menu. Call it the Bill Fine, Bulldog Bill Fine.
I was going to say, you can't call it a Caesar anymore when you're taking the Caesar out.
That's okay.
You know?
I'm taking a few Caesars out, but it's fine with me. There's also Caesar's dog food now.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you never saw the little dog food in the can? That they have a dog on it says Caesar's.
Oh, with the little white dog that advertises it?
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Cleopatra?
No.
Oh, when Caesar has an epileptic fit, Elizabeth Taylor runs and puts the stick in his mouth. Fabulous. Okay. Okay, now how do people apply to get involved with this award?
So here's the really great thing is it's really easy to apply. It's free.
Right.
Thanks to our fabulous gold sponsor, Desert AIDS Project.
Oh, they're great. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's free, and you can self-nominate. You don't have to get somebody else to nominate you and say great things about you. And it's on our website at harcdata.org, harcdata.org.
Right.
And best of all, people who apply get two free tickets to the luncheon, which otherwise are $25.
Oh, that's nice.
So basically, you have no reason not to apply, right? It's free.
Right.
You get free lunch tickets to a delicious lunch at Classic Club.
Yeah, and you have till May 10th.
Yes, so you've got 10 days.
So if I'm a small company and I've changed the vending machines and I got rid of the soda machines, I just sit down and say, Bill Feingold got rid of the soda machines, and now all we have is water and what else can you put in a vending machine that's liquid? Vodka tonics.
I like that.
Vodka tonics. We have a salad bar every day instead of vending machines. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can even be, you know, it can be little things. It can be, you know, we've stuck a bunch of books under our monitor so you can type at your desk standing. You know, I mean, it can be really small things.
Whoa. Say that again. So, because I sometimes feel I'm much more comfortable standing than I am sitting.
Yeah. He's been having a problem.
Yeah. I know. There's some very expensive standing desks that you can get, which are awesome and amazing, but also very expensive.
Right, right.
So I've seen a lot of people sort of, you know, stack a bunch of books so that you have your monitor up high, get a separate keyboard down low, and really jerry-rig it, and get some really great results.
It's a very, very good
idea.
Damn
it, I have a few Yellow Pages I'll bring it to you.
Perfect.
You still got the Yellow Pages?
I don't want them. They
deliver
them, right?
I don't know why they deliver the Yellow Pages.
Nobody wants a phone book anymore.
I don't know why.
Look at all the trees they're ruining and everything. Right. I don't need a phone book.
You should have to opt in for that.
Yeah, I think so. If you call in and say, I want your phone book, fine, nobody would call. Just
no.
A 110-year-old would call up and say, where's my phone book? You know. Bless you. Don't get sick here. Just sneeze, Dr. Shatter.
The allergy season is horrible this year.
Have you been hearing that? It is horrible.
Yeah, I haven't been suffering from it, so knock on wood. Hopefully that was just a one-off. My grandma used to tell me if you sneeze suddenly, it means that someone's thinking sexy thoughts about you.
She's looking right at me, Kevin.
Yeah. That's what your grandmother told you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She must be a fun grandmother. She's still with us?
She is not. She is not. Mm. But, she was a very fun grandma. She, but sold her house, bought a sailboat, and decided to sail around the world and ended up living in Mexico for 25 years. So
wow.
That is fabulous.
Aren't grandparents the best?
Yeah.
Not your average cookie-baking grandma, and definitely one who believes that sneezes means someone's thinking sexy thoughts about you.
Okay. Wow.
You'd be surprised, too, how many times I tell people that, and they go, no, I have allergies. And I think, what would you rather think? I hate pollen, or, man, I'm hot today.
Yeah. Hot to trot. Now, you studied this in college.
I did. Not the sexy sneezing thing, but the workplace wellness.
The health place. Is this, like, sort of a new thing to be taught in college?
I think so, yeah. But the technical name for it where I studied is occupational health psychology. So it's essentially how to keep your workers happy, healthy, and productive. Mm-hmm. And they are more productive, and it is good for the bottom line. In fact, there's some research saying the return on investment for every dollar you spend on a wellness program is, depending on what that program is, between $2 and $6.
Okay.
So really, you're at least doubling your money by putting in these workplace wellness programs.
And we could use a wellness program at the White House.
Yeah.
Just a joke, Trump people, just a joke.
Yep.
Go with it. Okay, so tell people again that the second annual event, the luncheon, is June 15th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Classic Club in Palm Desert. And this is to salute small business and big businesses that are improving their workplaces for their employees.
Yes, and we have got some great applicants so far. The JW Marriott has applied. Desert Oasis Healthcare, who was a winner last year, has applied again. So that they're going to be some stiff competition. CVEP, Coachella Valley Economic Partnership, they've applied, and I think it's going to be a really great examples of what local people are doing, and so that we can really highlight and say, you know what, you want to work at the best place to work here?
This is a healthy place to work.
Here's eight places that are
and
fantastic.
And it really makes sense to make a healthy work environment, because we are here more than we're home.
It does, yeah. So, yeah, we'll be recognizing the three awards, the Nutrition and Fitness and Health, the Safety and Environment, and the Wellness and Mental Health. And then we'll also be recognizing a grand prize winner in both categories, large and small.
Okay. Now, tell people, once again, they have until May 10th.
They do.
And tell them, and do it slowly, Jenna. I don't want to. Should I tell Jenna what happens during our program?
I think you should, yes.
People drink.
Oh.
Yeah. So do it slowly, because people at the street bar, please put down your glasses and pull out a pen. Okay,
yes.
Tell people.
So it's free to apply. You just go to our website, harkdata.org. harkdata.org. It's the first banner. You just click on it and you can apply. And it's for anybody that has employees, whether it's a for-profit, a nonprofit, a government agency, a school. Last year, Cielo Vista Charter School won for the grand prize for small business.
Oh, wow.
So we had a county department win one. So just about anybody, if you've got
and
employees,
you're eligible. And if you apply, you get two free tickets for the luncheon.
Which is going to be delicious, so you should apply.
It's going to be a chicken Caesar salad, and some kind of fruit tart.
A berry shortcake.
Yes.
A fresh berry shortcake.
Yes. So really, you have nothing to lose. I mean, why not apply?
So, no, I think it's great. Well, Dr. Janet, you do a great
job. Stuff.
And how often does HARC do the survey?
So our main product that we do is a survey of the health of the Coachella Valley.
Right.
That's done every 3 years.
Every 3 years, okay.
Yes, and that was just released in January.
Right.
So if you have any data needs, do also go to our website, because if I don't have the data, I can help you find it.
Yeah, and you really learn a lot. I went on the website and learned a lot. It's you
wonderful.
Know, yeah, no, it's very interesting. Of course, the Coachella Valley is a very unique place.
We are very unique and have a lot of unique attributes and issues that come up here that don't come up other places.
Right. Yeah, Kevin didn't do so well in the Hark survey. That's okay. Yeah. 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 Because he's very, you know, it's grumpy in the morning. Oh, something else.
Hey, right. It's early.
Yeah, it's early. Well, Dr. Jenna, thanks so much. And again, just one more time, give your website so people can sign up.
It's harcdata.org. HARCDATA.ORG.
Right. And the awards luncheon is on June 7th, but you have till May 10th. So if you're a business that's doing wonderful things for your employees, write in and get 2 free tickets for the luncheon, and maybe you'll get a prize.
And at the awards luncheon is actually June 15th. Okay. June 7th is when the price goes up.
Oh, okay. So June 15th is the luncheon.
Even
that's
if
right.
you don't think that your workplace can win, I encourage you to still apply because you'd be surprised. But if you just want to attend and not apply, you can buy tickets online, too. They're only $25.
And it's probably good to attend the luncheon because you hear all these ideas that people have. It's an exchange of ideas.
And we're going to have these photo montages to show you the ideas, and they're going to get to tell you about them in their own words.
Okay. My idea for our personal office was to make Kevin shower every day, but that got tossed out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tossed that right out.
Tossed that right out. I mean, he goes back and forth from Orange County, you know, doesn't shower. And then he comes to my house. He showers, like, for an hour. He uses all my water. It's just unbelievable. Okay. Can we do our thing? Dr. Jenna, thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you.
Now you have to hear this.